Welcome back to a Super Fantasy Football Show. I'm John.
And I'm Randy.
All right, and we're doing something a little different tonight. We are live in the studio.
In the studio for the first time.
First time ever, which is really surprising. And we got Tommy here too.
What's up, Johnny?
And we're gonna take on Trivia at Froggies tonight. And figured we just might as well, while we're getting together, might as well do a quick post-draft pod, I guess.
Absolutely. Quick draft recap.
We'll go through some of the teams, I guess. We've really not prepared at all. But let's... I did want to start with some... Someone was talking some shit shortly after the draft. Of course, Brian wanted to let everyone know his thoughts that no one fucking asked for. So Brian says, first of all, he comes right at me. First game against Brian, obviously. And he's coming right at me. He says, John's team doesn't scare me as much as I thought it would, considering how many picks he had. He says, I'm going to wish I had CMC, which I think is complete bullshit. I am still really pleased with my team. I don't know how I'm ranked fucking fourth on the ESPN rankings. How did they come up with those?
I'm not sure. Considering, I think I'm ranked sixth, which honestly, from what I've looked at, makes sense. Because I'm ahead of Randy and Matt. Which
Randy's last.
Yeah. Again, that makes sense also. Although, quite frankly, I actually think Matt's team is better than mine this year. So, but, you know, again, that's a one spot difference. So, semantics.
Question. Tom was ranked six before or after all the tinkering?
Because it hasn't changed. They haven't updated.
Hasn't updated.
I also haven't changed too much. It's only been, like, bench players.
Yeah.
Like, none of my stars have changed.
I feel like I'm thrown off by how early our draft was this year.
It was very early. Because I actually helped my sister do hers last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her team is so much better than mine. Oh my god, so frustrating.
I think you figured that was just a good time. It was able to get everyone. It was easier to get everyone together earlier.
It was a lovely event. Wouldn't have changed it for anything.
Scheduling was a bit tough.
Objectively, the date
for the SRK itself and for the draft. Scheduling's been a little tough.
Yeah. Oh god, SRK. We have a lot to figure out there.
Yep.
You want to keep reading?
Email us your ideas at superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com if you have any Airbnbs or recommendations.
Let's get fancy, right, John?
Let's get fancy. All right, so that's thank you. Back on topic. That was point one. Two, Chess has no young players, but a lot of old players that could make some noise. All right, let's go look at that team. Technical fouls.
Say it, Randy.
Say it.
That's a technical foul.
All right, we got Joey Burrow, Travis Etienne. Oh. Joe Burrow, who Randy traded me for Patrick Mahomes, in addition to three of his first-round picks. And also Alvin Kamara ended up right back on the Iron City Oliphants. So, very interesting move by the GM Jew over there.
He's a domestic abuser. I couldn't have him on my team.
Fair enough.
Joe Mixon was acquitted, everybody.
All right.
Yeah, on camera. On camera, knocking a girl's lights out in college.
Oh, man. Love it.
But as far as Chez not having youth...
That's true. I mean, Chris Olave and Michael Pittman Jr., those are youngish.
I mean, ATM's like 25, right?
I don't know that I'd say Barkley's old and washed out. Like,
I wouldn't say... Yeah.
Looking at his lineup, ATM, Olave, Pittman, Flowers, and Dobbins are all 25 and under.
Yeah, I feel like they're vets now.
And even Burrow's like, what, 26?
Maybe, yeah. I could see Brian's point maybe on the back end of Chez's team, but Chez took a rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I mean...
Oh, yeah, he's got too many fucking quarterbacks right now.
I mean, honestly,
Joe Burrow.
If I had to only critique one thing about Chez's team, because I think his starters are good. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a weak bench, but... Yeah, again, like that's not.
Yeah, he's got two fucking quarterbacks on the bench.
Yeah, but plus, like, Jalen Warren, I think he's going to miss week one. Nick Chubb's not playing the first month. You know, Jerry Jeudy, I have no idea what's going to happen in that offense. Shakir, Bill's offense. No idea.
He just picked up on the waiver wire. I think him and Tom. Oh, you did a waiver
wire. I made
wire.
One move, yeah.
What are you guys doing on the waiver wire?
Hey,
3 weeks before the fucking season.
When you see Tom start tinkering, you know it's time to make changes.
General boredom for me. Just general boredom.
Oh my god. I'm not gonna lie. I've been tempted, but I've stopped myself. Because, I have some players I'm thinking about, but, you know,
this point,
believe in my guys.
I don't know that I agree. I do not agree with Ryan on this. I don't think Chez's team is that old.
I disagree on that point, yes.
Yeah.
Ryan, I think you're fucking old.
Okay, but
he's the oldest.
I would say he's got to cut one of these fucking quarterbacks. And obviously it's Kirk Cousins. I don't know why Kirk Cousins is on this team. Jaden Daniels is your, I get it. That's you're hoping that's a home run or at least a solid running quarterback. I don't know what Kirk Cousins is doing with this fucking team. When are you going to start him?
The only reason Chez has Kirk Cousins is because they both shop at Kohl's and use Kohl's cash. It's the only reason. Other than that, I don't see why you'd have him.
Let me pull up the draft board real quick and see if he drafted Cousins.
Alexa, while we have a lull, do you have any comments on Kohl's cash?
The one pair of boots that I got from Kohl's broke after like 3 months.
Alexa says, don't buy boots at Kohl's. They break after 3 months.
I would say that seems about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you that couldn't hear, I'm not sure. We'll find out tomorrow if you could hear her. I don't know. But she's here. Alexa is here, live and in studio.
Hello.
Part of the trivia team. A valued member. All right. So Chez did take Kirk Cousins in the ninth round. 69th pick.
That seems actually early. That seems actually early, not round nine for your third quarterback. Although, I assume probably second quarterback. I bet Jaden Daniels was third quarterback.
Jaden Daniels was round 14.
Yes. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Interesting. Okay, all right. What else did Brian have to say? David has CMC, so he's automatically in the playoffs and might win it all. Hope he does. Give CMC 5 titles. John forgot who gave him his first title. Okay. Another crazy shot at me there for some fucking reason. totally disagree, but I think David does have a good team. The fact that he traded his first overall pick for CMC and some other stuff, I can't quite remember, and still got the first pick that he wanted, I think was impressive.
So I would say last year, I going into week one, did not think much of David's team. This year, it looks like a pretty solid team on paper, for sure. I mean, just looking at his starters, I mean, who's his weak link here? Aaron Jones? But, like, he's now Minnesota's starter. So, like, even that, like, seems pretty good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what his... I mean, his biggest downside, I guess, would be, like, if Puka Nacua is, for some reason, takes a smaller role.
I mean, I would say until you get to the flexes in his team, he's really solid. I mean, mm-hmm. Allen, mm-hmm. Walker, McCaffrey, Brown, and Puka. That's. I mean, for quarterback, double receiver, running back, that's pretty darn solid.
Yeah, I had Kenneth Walker on my title run, and he was really good that year. I don't remember how he was last year, but
he
looks like he's projected.
I mean, I would say the only thing with him, and it goes hand in hand with McCaffrey, is I would say he's a bit injury prone. Maybe that'd be the only downside, but he's healthy right now, so it's like you can't really critique him too badly.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do we have next? Diddy's team, the Hawk-Tuas, could go off. Nothing flashy, but a lot of good players. CJ Stroud might finish QB1 with all the weapons he has. All right, fair enough. I don't see them going off, if I'm being honest. I'm not super inspired by the Hawk-Tuas.
He's got an interesting team because I would say on paper it's really solid.
That's what I was
But
thinking.
He hasn't have any number one guys. Like if you look at his entire starters, Stroud, obviously, I would say, I don't know if he's a top five fantasy quarterback. He might be a top five actual quarterback. Fantasy quarterback, I'm not so sure, right? It's kind of hard to tell with a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then Pacheco, I mean, he's, for fantasy, I'm not so sure. And then Josh Jacobs, kind of a similar thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But then Amari Cooper, I guess he's number one with Cleveland, but he's got Deshaun Watson throwing the ball. So it's like, I don't know. And then again, Deebo Samuel, he's similar to Ayuk in that I have no idea what's going to happen with that, just like ball distribution, like who's going to get the ball most in that offense.
Yeah, right.
And then Kelce.
He just made $100 million. I don't know. I wouldn't play football.
T-Swift's making up too happy.
The man's mind is elsewhere.
Yeah.
Was it like Spotify or Amazon?
Amazon. Amazon gave him $100 million deal.
Jesus Christ.
You think we'll ever get a dollar
maybe,
for this?
I was gonna say maybe we should start taking this more seriously.
It's actually a pretty good podcast. I listened to the one with Adam Sandler this week. It was really good.
Yeah. I've never listened. I listened to the clips, and the clips are fine. But I feel like that's enough.
I find Jason way more entertaining than Travis, I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
He's pretty entertaining.
I agree. You're him and Han there.
I was trying to come up with a joke on the fly.
You're comparing him to the great Bert Kreischer or whatever.
Oh, fuck. I'd love two bears, baby.
Tom, is it you that does his personal podcast and Two Bears?
That's Tom Segura.
I mean, I do listen to them, yeah. You know.
Do you do like their personal ones and their joint one?
I like Tom's personal better than Bert's personal one, because Tom's personal one is called Your Mom's House, and to me it's more fun than Bert's, because Bert's is just like interviews with celebrities.
Yeah.
And Bert is the worst interviewer in the entire world. He never shuts the fuck up, and he always talks over his guest no matter who the guest is.
Yeah.
Versus Tom's stuff is, it's honestly almost like a Tosh.0 kind of thing, because he's got a lot of like silly, ridiculous internet like videos, and he's got like a point where you might have a guest on where they're talking about what they're doing. But then again, it's still like them showing like silly videos or just like playing around with like kind of random bits and stuff. So I actually like Tom's better than Bert's a lot. So yeah.
Interesting. I noticed how in depth you were able to talk about how much you like that podcast. What other podcasts do you listen to regularly?
Like a lot. I would say my favorite podcast is probably How Did This Get Made, which is a podcast where they talk about really bad movies, and then they kind of bring on guests to kind of dunk on it. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Sounds fucking lame. All right, let's see what else Ralphie Dingus has for us. I think Eric has the best all-around team, except I don't know who the fuck Brock Bowers is. Brock Bowers is I think a rookie tight end?
For the Raiders, yes.
Yes. Is he a rookie or a second?
He's a rookie. He was the guy who, when the Steelers took Darnell Washington last year, that people talked about, like, well, you're taking the second best guy on the team. Brock Bowers coming next year. And he gets as many catches as most wide receivers, because that's just the way they work him, because he's like...
Oh, yeah, because he's out of Georgia.
Yeah, and he's actually kind of undersized. Like, he's maybe 6'4", and he doesn't do a lot of blocking. He's more like a slot receiver almost, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I do think he's going to get work, but that Raiders offense, I have no idea what's going to be. I mean, the star is Gardner Minshew, and like, that's about it. Like, you know, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens with there.
Not to cut in here, but I did have a specific conversation with the son part of Altman and Sons last weekend.
Okay.
And Leo.
Is he starting to take over the team?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But I asked Leo what his thoughts were on Dad's chances of winning the Fantasy Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And Leo pretty much guaranteed a win for Altman and Sons.
Oh, wow.
In much lesser words, but he pretty much said it's daddy's year.
Well, then wow. I'm going to hold that toddler to it, man.
Yeah, I told him, I asked him, I said, Leo, do I have permission to say this on the podcast? He said yes.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess we'll see. I mean, he does have a pretty good looking team. Kyler Murray, Breece Hall, Jonathan Taylor, CeeDee Lamb, Marvin Harrison Jr.
His receivers are pretty legit. Go from CeeDee Lamb, Marvin Harrison Jr., Devontae Adams, Drake London, Calvin Ridley. Those are all his starting receivers, and yeah, I mean, that's pretty darn good. Call them the receiving fools.
I'm interested to see what Marvin Harrison Jr. does.
Although it is funny, considering I just listed all his receivers, and he has like all running backs on the bench. So like his starters are all receivers, and his bench is all running backs. Because he's on the bench, running back. I mean, maybe not. Anyway, maybe exaggerate a little bit. But like, it really, like all of a sudden I looked at it and just saw running back. Yeah.
You know, I'm not being true to myself. I don't like this fucking team. I'm not into it. Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't think he's going to start, you know, blowing the roof off it.
Well, a lot rides on the Cardinals that. Here because he has the Kyler and Marvin pairing here.
Yeah. I do like that connection. Still not a Kyler Murray believer, though, personally.
Not really,
He's too fucking little. Yeah, he's, like, I think my height and thicker, which is not a good position to be in if you're an NFL quarterback.
All I got to do to derail Eric's team is friend him on Xbox Live and get him to start playing Modern Warfare with me. That's all I got to do.
That connection is so fucking funny.
It's legit, too.
It was fucking
Did
written.
It continue
it was fucking, yeah. It was fucking written in his contract that he can't play too much video games. That is my favorite thing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but they tracked it. Have you ever seen the, like, it's a legit statistic.
Well, apparently he's like a legit e-gamer, which is so funny to me.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is he like making money off of this shit? Like, is he like Twitch streaming?
I think he literally does like Twitch streaming, yeah. Like, he's like super into it.
Wow.
Which for a guy who makes $50 million a year from being an NFL fucking quarterback, set your priorities straight.
Yeah.
Kyler, yeah. If you ever hear this, please email our podcast and let us know if you make any money on this.
Superfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. All right, that's enough about that mediocre team. Oh, that's the other thing. Davante Adams, I don't like, he's throwing him the fucking ball.
Well, that was what you said about Brock Bowers. It's just like, I feel like Gardner a passing game there.
Didn't they announce Gardner Minshew's
starter? He is, yeah. But honestly, like, Gardner Minshew to me worked because he was with the Colts last year with Steichen, who's a great offensive coach. So I think, to me, like, transferring over to the Raiders isn't just going to be a one-to-one, oh, he's going to be great again. It's like, I don't quite buy that.
Yeah. I'm saying, sorry, Suns, not this year. I don't see it. All right. Brian says, I offered Christian McCaffrey to Randy.
He did.
For Kyren Williams, and he refused.
And he dropped. Wait, straight up?
What was this last
week? I was pretty confused at the time. And
Was it Kyren Williams for CMC straight up?
I don't remember. I don't have
because
it.
Because if that's what it was, holy shit.
Then he dropped Kyren Williams. Enough said. Randy's team is trash. I hope Najee knows well, though.
Listen.
That's true.
Listen, real quick. Well. Fuck Kyren Williams. If you're the Los Angeles Rams, you don't have your starting running back returning kickoffs and punts for you. That's stupid.
I did see that.
Number one. Yeah. So, Brian, I want you to know when Kyren goes down...
He's going
to
get hurt.
I have Blake Corum sitting on my bench specifically to fuck you over.
Well, that's fair considering he was taken in the third round this year and he's basically the exact same player as Kyren Williams.
Exactly. So, that was my thoughts.
Yeah.
I can't wait till that pays off in my
opinion. Interesting. I feel like I still would have kept him if I were you, but that's okay. Okay, let's look at this team. Patrick Mahomes, great. That's fine. Joe Mixon, James Cook, okay, Tank Dell, Jackson Smith.
Yeah, try.
Don't say it. Randy, don't say it. Randy, don't do it.
Oh my God. Tom just pointed at Randy with such force to not say it. The Randy.
I hope he has a breakout season and we need to figure out how to pronounce it.
Until further notice, his name is Jackson Smith and no other name. There's no hyphen there.
Okay, and then in the flag, the first tight end I've seen on a starting roster, Mark Andrews.
We just talked about Travis Kelce.
Was he? Yeah. Okay, okay, fine.
It's been other tight ends.
Okay, Mark Andrews. I'm very interested to see how much people use tight ends this year. Because I don't know why. Like, I feel like Sam Laporta, I have him. Very good tight end.
He was great last year.
I still don't want to start him over, like, DJ Moore.
I definitely wouldn't. So, in your case, no way.
In your case, I agree.
So, yeah, because DJ Moore is clearly a better option. Yeah. Because he's the number one in Chicago. Again, he's the number one, right?
Right.
So, like, again, to me, like, maybe I look at depth charts a bit too much. But, like, in that case, like, DJ Moore last year was great for me. He actually was. He was really good. Uh-huh. And... like, even though they've added two more good receivers in Odunze and Keenan Allen, I think he's still going to be the 1A guy. Like, right. He just is. Versus Travis Kelce with the Chiefs has been Mahomes' favorite target, at least since Tyreek Hill's been gone.
Yeah.
Right? And also, right now with the Chiefs, I think Hollywood Brown is hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rashee Rice is involved in, like, three different, like, legal battles this offseason.
Yeah.
Like, what else is going to happen? I have no idea. So Travis Kelce might get some heavy work again this year. So
yeah.
At least early on. Yeah, exactly.
And a reminder to everyone in the audience, please have your phones on silent.
That was your phone.
Was it?
What are you yelling at us for?
Okay, that might be my
phone. Let's say that mine go off. I didn't think so.
Well, the reminder's to everyone, so good. Check.
No, we know it wasn't your phone. The Grindr notification didn't go off.
All right, next one. I'm shocked Tom was in the championship. Now, whose phone was fucking that? That wasn't mine.
That was mine. ESPN.
Okay, I'm shocked Tom was in the championship with me last year. His keepers were weak as fuck, true. And I think he is in trouble this year. Jamar Chase might finish wide receiver one this year, though, if Burrows stops being a bitch.
So... on that one, I'll push back on a few things there.
Okay.
My keepers, I don't think, are weak as fuck. But the Jamar Chase thing is terrifying right now because I'm not sure if he's going to play week one. It seems like he's on the way to pulling a Le'Veon Bell right now.
Oh, fuck.
I've been tracking that, and he's trying to get the CeeDee Lamb deal right now.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think... right now, it looks like the Bengals aren't going to break. He might... it's right now a battle of the wills. Like, who's gonna you know, blink first?
Holy shit. I had no fucking idea this was even going on.
Yeah, I have Brandon Ayuk and Jamar Chase on my team, and they're both holding out right now, which is fucking awful. because they're two of the only, like, oh, those are big-name players, like, that are on my team, and it's just, it's not good.
Oh, my God.
That one's a little scary.
That's amazing. Have I ever told you how happy I was when, after we made that trade, I knew I was doing one of your keepers, that... thank you, Randy, for
sure, child
tidying up around here.
Look how coaster.
For those of you that can't see, Tom just set a wet glass on John's Game of Thrones book and left a ring on it and refuses to use a coaster.
I did not
provide me a coaster. So he gave you a paper towel.
You can just put it on the table. It's pretty resistant to... Anywho, and I somehow in this mess got logged out of my fantasy football and have to.
Do we have any more fun facts for Brad real quick?
No, that's the end.
Here's what I want to tell you. I respect the fuck out of Brian for his takes.
Seems a bit biased, but sure.
You know why?
Why?
To be the best, you gotta beat the best.
Looks.
And until someone fucking beats Brian, he can run his mouth all he fucking wants.
You know what? You're right.
That's
fair.
I suppose his is the only team we haven't talked about. So, I guess I'll.
Thank God it's time. Let's dissect the running fools. Right. By the way, Brian, congratulations on getting married.
Oh my God. Has anyone ever looked better in a fucking tuxedo?
No. It's annoying.
It's so annoying. Like, he looks like a fucking Bond villain in those pictures. He looks so good. Mazel tov. Brian and Maddie.
His family his family is great at picking picturesque places to get married because, mm-hmm. goddamn, like, it was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, him and his brother got married in, like, Banff, right? I'm pretty sure I saw that. It was like, wow, look at that. And then his thing, you know, I saw the one picture where he was, like, on that, like, rock off in the distance where they both sit. It's like, oh my God, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume that was somewhere near San Diego.
I'm assuming, yeah. Maybe it's like Calabasas or something. I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, it is.
Catalina wine mixer.
Congrats to them. All right, let's talk about the running fools a little bit though. Jordan Love, Kyren Williams, Bijan Robinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Mike Evans, James Conner, Rashee Rice. Doesn't fucking kicker.
I'm a bit confused by Rashee Rice. That's the one I'm confused by.
You think that's the weak link?
Well, yeah, because I don't see any. Like Q's or D's on there because I could have we just talked about. I thought he's been in like 8 legal battles this offseason. Like, I'm surprised there isn't something going on there. Like, I don't know. Like,
from what I've heard, they think the NFL is planning on letting the legal process play out, which is going to take too long for this season. So I think next season is the real process.
I mean, I'm looking at this right now and it says Rice is not expected to begin the regular season on the commissioner's exempt list. The NFL will instead make a decision on his status after the legal process has concluded. Which is interesting, because it feels like they're almost just, like, giving preference treatment to the Chiefs there. Because, well, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
just,
it does seem a little...
Because it's just like, because everybody else, it feels like they've jumped the gun. Because,
yeah, they dropped the hammer.
Yeah, because, for example, like, you know, we now currently have our former player back on our team, Steelers. Cam Sutton is on our team, right? Who was our nickel corner.
Yeah, friend of the family.
So, maybe don't say that. But, He had some pretty, you know, nasty allegations against him about domestic abuse and potentially being on the run. A bunch of crazy shit, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there were never any charges. There were never any convictions. Nothing. And apparently, it didn't go past allegations. Mm-hmm. But he suspended, I think, 6 games, maybe even 8 games. I got to double check on that one. And, you know, it never went to the legal process.
Yeah.
But this guy had a very public drag racing crash, and then he had a domestic violence thing in the same month period. I think it was the same.
Fled the scene.
And then he fled the scene, and yet nothing's happened to him. Yeah, then nothing's happened to him. So I don't know.
that is weird. Yeah, but what a system they have.
I like Brian's team.
Yeah, I mean, Rashee Rice, I think.
Well,
that could end up really working out. I think that is probably the biggest question mark.
Well,
Mike Evans also, and Justin Jefferson.
Well, no, I would say of his starters, 2 out of the 3 flexes, I have questions. Rashee Rice, I have questions. James Conner, I have questions. Because, I don't know. Like James Conner has done well in fantasy with Arizona in the last couple of years, but I just feel like that's still kind of been a flash in the pan. I don't know about the James Conner one. It just, but those two only, I think I don't quite get.
James Conner?
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion on Randy?
Former Pitt running back James Conner?
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Is that the one that had cancer?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Former Steeler as well. Yeah.
Looks like James Conner had 177 points last year. So that seems like decent, I guess. I don't know.
Honestly, I kind of set my mark at 200, but honestly, I have no idea.
Justin Jefferson, I'm very confused about.
Say the Sam Darnold thing?
Yeah.
100%. Like anybody.
It's concerning. I'm not.
Anybody,
that's an asterisk.
Anybody,
for sure.
Anybody in the Minnesota offense is a bit concerning because they literally have now lost J.J. McCarthy for the year, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he gone for the year?
Yeah.
So you were relying wholly on Sam Darnold, which just feels weird.
Do you think, though, the Minnesota Vikings trying to make a trade?
For who?
Kirk Cousins.
I mean, honestly,
that's kind of what I...
Well, I mean,
who else did they draft?
Yeah, but honestly, like, of guys who are still available, right?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't they bring in Ryan Tannehill? The Vikings.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering.
He's still in the market, which is crazy to me. Because he's not amazing anymore.
But Sam Darnold.
But for a guy who is yet to be signed, it feels weird that he's yet to be signed.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill. I don't know.
Some kind of, like, injury issue or something.
I didn't think. I mean, he's obviously, like, 36 or 37, but, like, I didn't think he had any nagging injury stuff, but yeah. I could be wrong. It just feels weird. Like, there are certain guys who have yet to be signed that surprise me. For example, the guy for the safety who was just signed by the Falcons, Justin Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought he was one of the best safeties in the league. And then he was cut by the Broncos last offseason. And he was only signed like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was even a guy that I thought the Steelers should sign. Like, oh, he'd be great to pair with Minka. But like we signed our guy, Elliott, really early. And then like this guy just sat forever. So it's mm-hmm. almost like, does he have an injury thing we don't know about? Or, like there's a lot of this stuff where it's hard to figure out. You know? Yeah. So I don't know.
Interesting. We'll see what happens there. I mean, Bijan Robinson, obviously could be amazing, but he was good last year. I don't think he was, like, dominating last year.
Yeah, it feels weird that he was ranked so highly this year, and it almost feels like he's still riding off of his, rookie projections because like it's like okay but now he's got a new coordinator and he's got a new coach and like and they'll use him right like right. That's kind of what it feels like because yeah. He did have a good year last year in terms of fantasy points I think
yeah
but
105. It's pretty good
but I don't know it's hard to tell with a guy like that because if we're looking at the rookies from last year you have the guy I had last year who I thought was a breakout guy was Jahmyr Gibbs
mm-hmm.
and you know Gibbs was taken I think number 12 I think Bijan was taken number 8 in the last year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought just on paper, Gibbs was better. Right?
Yeah.
But I guess maybe the difference is Gibbs is still fighting maybe with David Montgomery. Is he still there with the Lions? Or like maybe they share touches?
Yeah, he is.
So it's a little weird with him. And I guess now Bijan is totally alone with a new offensive coach. So maybe they're thinking like, yeah, but now he'll be the new bell cow and he'll actually get a lot of points. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, well... That's I think that's all the teams then. We've talked about just about all of them. Did we talk about Oink? No, yeah, we did.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Chez, Eric, Randy, me. Yeah, I mean, you know.
All right.
I think we covered everybody.
Randy, gun to your head, rankings, 1 through 8, go.
Oh, geez, that's really quick. Hold on. I gotta get all the team names in front of me.
Go off
the top of my head. Running Fools, 1.
Okay. 2.
I like... Well, let's go Altman and Sons, 2.
Okay.
I'm going to go 3, Iron City Oliphants.
Okay.
I like Oink at 4. I'm going to put me 8. I'm going to put Tom, just for the sake of rivalry, at 7. who am I missing?
Maktua and Technical Fouls.
Let's put... Haktua at...
Maybe 6 and 5, open.
6, and we'll put the technical fouls at 5.
Wow. I feel like I need to be shouted out for being like Rain Man and remembering all that. Okay, interesting. I think that's pretty good. Tom, gun to your head.
Yeah, I mean, I would also say Running Fools 1, but I would put Oink 2, Albin and Sons 3, Technical Fouls 4... Iron City 5. I would keep my ESPN ranking at 6, and then Hawk 2 at 7, Randy at 8. At the, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Real American 8.
All right. Gun to my head. I'm saying fuck all y'all. Iron City All Icons, number 1, baby. We're coming for that ship. Number 2, you know what? I'll go Oink, number 2. 3, Running Fools. 4, Albin and Sons. 5, Technical Fouls. 6, Octua. 7, Denny Irvine. 8, Real Americans. That's what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
We'll
not to jump ahead. Are we going to make predictions for next week's games next week, or are we going to do it now?
Yeah, well, we're going to do another episode next week.
Okay, perfect.
Some fucking hell. So we'll do picks next week.
So, we have any more? Anything else you had planned? Because I want to go over something with Tom real quick while we still got the thing rolling.
No, that's yeah.
Tom,
open discussion.
As I said a couple of weeks ago, you will finish your story this year. Chapter 1 was the draft. Chapter 2 was you tinkering post draft on the waiver wire. Chapter 3, the season begins. What is in store for Denny Irvine's Gatorades?
Well, I guess I need a bit of a clarification. What are you asking me again?
How are you going to finish your story and finally win a fantasy football championship this year?
Well, maybe this isn't the right attitude to take going into the season before we've even begun, but this is the least confident I've been going into the season in many, many years.
You two are real down on your fucking teams. I mean, they're pretty bad, so I get it.
This is the least confident I've been about my team in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, genuinely.
It's unfortunate.
You know, this is obviously a factor of me not picking until at least round 3 this year, which is a factor, which I mean, how do you fucking do this every year?
hey, listen, for the record, it can be done. You could still win a championship and not have picks until round 3 or 4.
Yeah, but I don't like fucking mortgaging my future 6 years in advance like you do.
Do you like being the laughingstock at Christmas?
I have never been the last laughing at Christmas. I finish in the playoffs every fucking year. I don't win, which is a little different. But for my team, yeah, because of where I was picking and what I am doing, I have quite a few rookies that I'm kind of banking on.
You went rookie heavy.
Oh my God, sure. Breaking news. Guys, hold on a second. Breaking news right now. Brandon Ayuk just got signed by the 49ers. Right now.
Really?
Yeah, literally. Well, that just happened.
Cheers to you. I feel like there's about a dozen Twitter accounts I need to tweet mean things at now that have been claiming that he's coming to the
studio. Yeah, let's all find Andrew Filippone and fucking kill him.
So let's just say chapter 3 for Tom, what do we want to call it? In the slumps?
Yeah.
Chapter 3, in the slumps. We'll see what chapter 4 brings.
I'm worrying that you are following the path of the Bills a bit too closely, and you've had so many second-place finishes.
It's astounding.
And yeah. Now I'm worried that you're entering the Brady years, where the Bills just get wallops by Tom Brady for, like, 19 years.
Yeah. The only good thing about that is Randy isn't Tom Brady. Brian is Tom Brady.
That's true. Are you in what are the divisions again?
Hey. So the division.
Brian may be. Listen.
No. My division is me, Chez, Eric, and Randy. Then you are in a division with Matt, Brian, and David.
Brian may be Tom Brady, but I am Trent Dilfer, and I still have one more than you, baby. One more than you.
Let's talk.
I fucking hate you. Fucking hate you.
Let's talk about which conference is going to do better this year. Because last year was the Beast of the East. I think before that, it was the best in the West.
The Waste. I would be a bit surprised if the West didn't do better than the East this year. Because the East includes me and Randy. And...
Jesus. There's no weeks off in the West. I mean, if you want to go top to bottom, let's say Running Pools 1, Oink 2, Iron City Olyphants 3, Huck 2 of 4.
I mean
that's a tough... Everyone has those teams ranked pretty highly. Other than Huck 2. But we all agree that we...
Only time will tell.
I'm playing Eric week 1, and that'll be interesting. That'll be a good barometer for my team in terms of, like, even if I lose, just how close it is, just like what certain players do, I think will be interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if I lose, like, like guys on my bench where it's like if some of those other rookies I drafted or my bench mm-hmm. pop off, we'll see. Like maybe I'll play them a little bit more versus a little bit less. We'll see what happens because
yeah,
not entirely sure. Also, now that I just announced what happened, can we start criticizing Omar Khan yet? Because like he didn't do jack shit at receiver and he seemed to put all his fucking eggs in the Ayuk basket. Or and clearly Ayuk just fucking gamed everybody and just decided he wanted to play for the Niners. And he was just trying to get more money out of the Niners by trying to extend this whole thing out.
Yeah.
Especially considering, like, I think it was literally, like, 4 days ago. Jahan Dotson, a former Stater,
yeah.
was traded to the Eagles for a fifth fucking rounder. It's like, yeah. we could have done that. Like, yeah. like, what the, like, because if we, I mean, if we could have gotten Jahan Dotson, who's a first rounder, I think, only 3 years ago, mm-hmm. who's still pretty solid, he would have been our second best receiver, like, immediately. I'm looking at this right now. A four-year extension worth $120 million. Like, it's breaking news. Adam Schefter, everybody's saying it. Like, it's finally... This is, like, there's no more fucking, like, you know, weird Twitter
Yeah, they bots. Said it's, like, a, it's a front-loaded $120 million contract.
Yeah. You know what? Good for Ayuk. You finally got what you wanted, but, like, this is annoying. It's, like, I'm happy it's finally done. We don't have to hear about it anymore.
Right.
But I am annoyed that, honestly, that, like, our receiving room is so poor because we seem to put all our eggs in this one
basket. If you're San Francisco, like, though, was that smart?
Honestly, I wouldn't say so.
And because, the reason because, I say
because
that,
they have yet to sign Trent Williams, who I think is more important than
you got to sign Trent Williams. You're going to eventually, whether you believe
next season,
believe
next
he's season. Great or not, you're going to have to re-sign Brock Purdy
next season. Yeah, which
so now you have money tied up in Debo, you have money tied up in Ayuk.
Look, I am all for players getting their money, but it just feels weird, especially quarterback wise, because the receivers. Every receiver who's got paid this offseason are bona fide number one. Like, whoa, those are fucking dudes. You know, these guys, like CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase wants his money, Tyreek Hill wants his money, Justin Jefferson got his money, A.J. Brown. Like, all these guys, even like guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown, these guys are amazing receivers. Like, yeah. So I have no problem with any of these guys getting their money. They're all extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to pay Trevor Lawrence $500 million, it's like, he hasn't done jack shit.
Right.
And Tua... getting $600 million. Like all these guys who are getting this money, just like the quarterback position money to me has gotten out of hand. We're just like, just because you're the next one up does not mean you should be the highest paid quarterback. Like,
right.
It's just a bit silly where it's just like, because again, every other position, it's based off of merit to me versus the quarterback. It's just like,
well, you're not
just,
wrong.
Yeah.
Versus I agree with you.
Just, I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, at least that whole fucking saga is over.
Yeah, thank God.
And at least... I'm glad I didn't get my hopes up at all this preseason for the Steelers, obviously, because they look fucking terrible. But just expectations are low this year, and I think that's going to save me a lot of headache.
I have the same hope for the Steelers as I do for my team, which is like a 4 out of 10 on the scale.
It'll be something to watch.
Yeah.
That's how I'm coming into it.
I don't think they'll be as bad. Not bad, but I don't think they'll be as bad as we.
Well, the scarier
that's
thing.
Fine.
Well,
I'm not getting my hopes up.
Well, the scarier,
not fucking. But I'm not doing what I did last year. Last year they lit the world on fire in the preseason.
Well, the scarier thing for me is the O line. Like honestly, the injuries to the O line right now because they're already young. And did you see yesterday that Isaac Solomon was missing a month? It's like, so who's fucking on our O line right now? It's like, are we playing Mason McCormick, the fourth rounder rookie, again at his spot now? Where it's like, and also, I'm sorry, like it really seems like we've taken a first round tackle back to back years. We are fucking up their development to benefit Dan Moore. Like, like Broderick Jones, I watched an interview yesterday that said he has not practiced left tackle in, I think it was...
Yeah, he basically said he has no idea what position he's playing.
Yeah, like, I feel like we are hurting our first-round talent development because Dan Moore says he can't play right tackle. Well, then fucking cut him or trade him. This is insanity. Like, we are breaking our first-rounders because they can't... Because of Dan Moore? Like, this is insane.
Oh my god. All right. I wish we could continue, but it's 6:50 and we
have trivia night, baby.
So let's do some quick emails. Three emails from Brian and one from David. So from Brian, we got if you're willing to give up Randy's first rounders, maybe they is this an old one? They can be worked into the expansion. That was the last one. Sorry about that. Last week. From Brian. Not saying you should. Can't fault you for taking that deal. Just throwing it out there. Okay. I guess that was from this week. Never mind. This spot for Brian. I would not be able to compete in Olympic table tennis at all. They'll beat me 100-0, but I would smack Tommy Round in some table tennis. You think you beat Brian in table tennis?
I don't think I've ever played Brian in table tennis, so maybe? I don't know.
Ooh.
Is Brian good? Did you play in college or anything at State? Or I mean, I just
feel like ping pong is something that Brian is good at.
I'm not bad at ping pong, though.
What do you think, Randy?
Ooh. I've seen Brian play. I've seen Tom play.
Have you seen Brian play? Because you've seen me play, obviously.
Yeah, which your dominant hand? Your right hand?
Ready.
What surgery was your elbow surgery?
Lefty.
Yeah, I still think Tom would be fine.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
this is the one time in Tom's life I actually think Tom might...
I'm pretty good at ping pong.
Tom might succeed.
Yeah.
I'm going with Brian. That's all I'm saying. All right, next and last. David Glancy. I'll hang up and listen. Would you shave just one eyebrow entirely off for $5,000? Randy.
Absolutely.
Really?
One eyebrow off for $5,000?
Yep.
Yeah, they grow back.
I like the hair on my head. It'll grow back. So absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to say no for $5,000. You're going to have to come a little bit harder than that.
If anyone wants to Venmo me $5,000 tonight, I will shave it off immediately.
That's good to know. Yeah, so we can pool our money and we'll...
split between us.
I would do it. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure people listening will be willing to give also. You got to give for all you Anything You Should Leave fans out there. All right, well, we got to get to trivia, so that's all we got for
John,
this week.
John, real quick, before we leave, State of West Virginia.
Penn State, all
big
day.
Big game tomorrow, or all Saturday. Right. Yeah, tomorrow by the time this comes out.
What up, Pitt? Who's Pitt have?
Pitt has Kent State, and I'm not sold on it. I'm a little worried. We'll see you in Froggies.
Best of luck to everyone this year except for Brian. This has been a super fancy football show. We'll be back next week, and until then, we'll see you in Froggies.
Take us out, Glow City!